Our reporter, Ian Ramsdale, is at St James's Church in West Hampstead for us. Good morning to you, Ian. What's it like there?
Good morning, Penny. Yes, for the last few months of renovations, you may not really know what's going on here, standing by an unwrapped sign as I am outside the front of St James Church here in West Hampstead. You may not know that the plans are to open a post office at 1 o'clock this afternoon. This church, built in 1880, it's just opposite West Hampstead Tube Station. And as you walk down the side of the Red Bricks Church here, as I am doing now, you see the red sign for the post office to indicate that obviously our post office will be here. And when I was coming down, I thought, I wonder what to expect. Would it just be a room tucked away at the back of the church or just inside the entrance at the front? Absolutely wide of the mark in terms of the developments that have been here. They've been absolutely huge. I mean, you take a couple of steps up to the entrance down at the back of the church now and walk in, the first thing you see is a Bureau de Change sign with all the exchange rates on it. And as you walk into the back of the church, there's a cafe, there's a shop selling stationery as you would usually have in a post office. There's a deli here as well. And of course, down at the front of the church, the altar and the chairs, which are being repositioned after all the renovations that have happened here. The final clear up underway at the moment. Maybe you'll hear the little Hoover in the background, just clearing things up, getting ready for the opening. And, of course, 1 o'clock today is when it does open, and Father Andrew Forshue Kane, who is the priest here, says he wants it to be a real community facility.
We're returning to a model of church which was prevalent in the medieval period, where the church was the absolute centre of the community, where people came to do business, to meet each other, to change conversation and find the centre of their lives. And we're providing that here at St James's with the post office, the shop, the deli, the children's centre, and of course at the front of the church, at the very heart of it, a place for worship and prayer.
It's an unusual notion, a post office in a church. How receptive are people in the area to it, Ian?
Well, I've been out speaking to a few of them this morning, the High Street, just to find out initially whether they knew that this post office was going to be here. A few of them said they did know, they knew the church, and a few of them weren't sure, but then saw the sign behind me. And a few of them as well saying that, well, of course, there is a post office just around the corner, so, you know, I may use this one, I may use the other one. I think you'll find that they may find out that that other post office closed, which is why this one is opening. So when they do try to use it, they will know that this post office is now here. But many of the people I spoke to, though, I mean, you talk about the children's play area being here and the cafe being here as well, and that community facility. They said they will find it useful.
Yeah, it's great. It's actually a little bit closer than the one. I don't know where my nearest post office is, so at least there's one around the corner.
Convenience, but also anywhere where you can take your kids and have a drink and sit down. That's central. It's a good thing, I think.
Pretty good idea, yeah. You can say your prayers in there at the same time.
Exactly. Like, I hope and pray that this parcel reaches its destination.
Yes, and my first class will actually get there on time. I liked him when he introduced it earlier, when he said, let us pray.
Oh,
that was a good
yes.
one, Ian.
Very
Ramsdale
nice, yes,
1, Smith 0.
Mm-hmm. Talking about status.